Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
I'm Echo.
And today's lesson, we're going to tell you how to order your drink the way you want it. Mm-hmm. Let's have a listen.
给我一听王老吉。
冰的还是常温的？
冰的。
啊，稍等。
给我一听王老吉。
冰的还是常温的？
冰的。
啊，稍等。
All right, let's go through this line by line and see what's going on here. Mm-hmm. The first line is...
给我一听王老吉。
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 给我 give me 一听 a tin of or a can of、mm-hmm. 王老吉, which is, it's a brand name of an extremely, extremely sweet iced tea.
Not extremely it's sweet.
Pretty sweet.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think
so. I didn't
so.
Say too sweet, but it's pretty sweet.
It's okay, sweet.
It's...
给我一听王老吉。
Give me a can of 王老吉。
给我一听王老吉。
Give me a can of 王老吉。And it's not as abrupt sounding in Chinese as it is in English. In English, if you just said, give me this, it's kind of rude. In Chinese, it's totally normal.
Yeah.
冰的还是常温的？
冰的还是常温的。
And so 冰的 is iced or just cold, really. 还是常温的 is really room temperature or、mm-hmm. normal temperature, literally.、
Yeah. 冰的还是常温的。
冰的还是常温的。
Cold or room temperature?
冰的还是常温的。
Would you like it cold or room temperature?
冰的。
冰的。
Iced.
冰的。
冰, so 冰 is ice. Here it doesn't necessarily literally mean ice, it just means cold. 的, mm-hmm. cold, it makes it an adjective.
Yeah, 冰的。
Cold.
Yeah, and here's an omission actually.
Mm-hmm.
Omit the 王老吉.
Right. Yeah, and in the question as well. So mm-hmm. she says, give me a can of 王老吉. He says, mm-hmm. cold or room temperature. Mm-hmm. She says cold.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
啊，稍等。
Ah, 稍等。
So, just a moment.
Yeah. 稍等。
Yeah, this is a set phrase. It's more polite than, say, 等一下 or 等等 or something like that. It's just wait a moment or just a moment.
Mm-hmm. Ah, 稍等。
One moment. Let's listen through this again, and then we'll come back with more.
Yep.
给我一听王老吉。
冰的还是常温的？
冰的。
啊，稍等。
给我一听王老吉。
冰的还是常温的？
冰的。
啊，稍等。
The first thing we're going to look at here is the way the woman asks for the drink, 王老吉。She says, give me a can, right? 给我。
Yeah, 给我一听王老吉。
Right. Now, in English, this sounds kind of rude, right? You wouldn't...go into a restaurant and say, give me spaghetti. Or, you know, maybe if you were really hungry or something. But in Chinese, it's perfectly normal. Yeah. And so there are all of these words that you'll learn in your textbooks, like, you know, 请你 or 麻烦你 or something like that. And people use them sometimes, but usually they'll just say, give me 王老吉.
Something, yeah.
For the love of God, give me 王老吉.
And next point is 冰的常温的。
Right, so this is just vocabulary. It's would you like it cold or room temperature?、Mm-hmm. Now, drinking things cold here is kind of a novelty. People didn't really do it.
We don't do it.
And in fact, some people will tell you very seriously、mm-hmm. that drinking cold water will lead to stomach cancer.
Yes. Not actually cancer, but...
I've heard cancer.
Stomach problem.
I've actually heard
Especially
cancer.
Especially not good for women.
Yeah, so, you know, 5,000 years of Chinese medical tradition can't be wrong. Cold water causes stomach cancer. You heard it here first. but this means that a lot of the time you'll have to specifically ask for cold、
yes.
water or beer、mm-hmm. or Coke or something、yeah. like that. Coke, in fact, people sometimes drink warm in the Northeast. They'll actually heat it up with ginger, and it's、mm. interesting. So the way you ask for something cold、mm-hmm. is...
冰的。
冰的, or 给我 一瓶冰水 or something like that.
Yeah, so 给我一瓶冰水 give me a bottle of ice water or cold water.
Yeah, if
really,
you just say 给我一瓶水
you'll probably get something that is room temperature or
常温的
Moving on, the way the waiter asks which she would like, would she like cold or room temperature?
Yeah.
The word he uses for or is
还是
Which is, it's introducing alternatives.
Yeah.
Thing A or thing B. Now, this works a little bit differently than or in English. You could say, you could go there or you could come with me. You can't use 还是in that way. 还是is
only... We'll have another word for that.
There's another word for that. We'll get to it later. 还是is only used in asking questions.
Yeah.
And presenting two alternatives, thing A, thing B.
Yeah.
Cold water or cold iced tea versus warm non-iced tea.
Yep.
The last thing is what the waiter says, which is?
稍等。
稍等。It's just, it's polite. It just means just a moment, please.
Yes.
You'll hear it a lot in, you know, from receptionists or waiters or waitresses, any kind of...Well, not necessarily service position, but it's more polite than just saying wait or hang on. I think that's it from us for today. Let's listen to this one more time.
Yep.
给我一听王老吉。
冰的还是常温的？
冰的。
啊，稍等。
给我一听王老吉。
冰的还是常温的？
冰的。
啊，稍等。
So that's it from us for today. The four things we did today. The first was ordering something. Give me this.
Yeah. 给我一听王老吉.
Right. Give me eating a can of 王老吉 sugar water.
Yeah.
The next is asking for something cold. You really will have to do this explicitly a lot of the time. The way you ask for something cold is by specifying that it be
冰的
冰的, iced or cold, as opposed to room temperature, which is
常温的
常温的 The next is using or in a question. Would you like cold or warm?
还是
还是 So thing A, 还是 thing B. The last is asking somebody to wait for a moment in a polite fashion.
稍等
稍等 just a moment.
All right.
All right.Hope you found this lesson useful. If you have any questions,
you can write to me or post on the site.
Look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.